Morning Watch, Colossians Week 4, Christ, the Life of the Saints and the Constituents of the New Man. Friday, Related Verses. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 5:24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. Ephesians 4:22-23. That you put off as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, having put off the lie, speak truth, each one with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Colossians 3:5-10 and portions from the footnotes. 5. Put to death, therefore, your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greediness, which is idolatry. 6. Because of which things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. 7. In which you also once walked when you lived in these things. 8. But now you also put away all these things: wrath, anger, malice, blasphemy, foul abusive language, out of your mouth. 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his practices. 10. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Verse 5, note 1 on put. This is based on the fact that we have been crucified with Christ and baptized into his death. We execute Christ's death upon our sinful members by crucifying them, by faith, through the power of the Spirit. This corresponds with Galatians 5:24. Christ accomplished the all-inclusive crucifixion. Now we apply it to our lustful flesh. This is absolutely different from asceticism. Note 2 on members. In our sinful members is the law of sin, making us captives of sin and causing our corrupted body to become the body of death. Hence, our members, which are sinful, are identified with sinful things such as fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greediness. Verse 9, note 1 on put. Putting off the old man is like putting off an old garment. First, we put to death the physical lusts. Then we put away the psychological evils. And last, we put off the entire old man with his practices. This is not by our own energy, but by the power of the all-inclusive Spirit. Note 2 on old. See note 224 in Ephesians 4. Verse 10, note 1 on put. Putting on the new man is like putting on a new garment. Portions from the Life Study Messages. Christ's all-inclusive death on the cross is applied to us at the time of baptism. All those who believe in the Lord Jesus should be baptized. In baptism, we not only recognize Christ's death, but we also apply it to ourselves. Therefore, in baptism, we are placed into the death of Christ and buried. According to Romans 8:11 and 13, the putting to death of the practices of the body is an action carried out in the power of the Spirit. It is not accomplished by self-effort. Our attempts to put to death the practices of the body are nothing more than asceticism. Although we are not to practice asceticism, we are to put to death the negative things in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. In order to do this, we need to open to the Spirit and allow the Spirit to flow within us. Through the Spirit's flowing, we shall experience the effectiveness of Christ's death. This is not asceticism. It is the operation of the Spirit within us. We need to be warned concerning asceticism. We should not impose anything on ourselves in an attempt to deal with the lust of the flesh. On the contrary, our practice should be to open ourselves in fellowship with the Lord and allow the Spirit to have a free way to flow within us and to apply the effectiveness of Christ's all-inclusive death to the negative things in our being. Asceticism is spiritual suicide. In contrast, what we are speaking of is the application of Christ's death through the flowing of the Spirit. In verse 8, Paul speaks of putting away evil psychological things. If you compare this verse with the foregoing verses, you will see that Paul classified the things of the flesh in one category and the things of the fallen soul in another category. All negative things, whether of the flesh or of the fallen soul, must be put aside. Verse 9 indicates that the totality of the old man, the entire being of the old man, is to be put off as if we were putting off an old garment.